Section 57. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the prophet in Zion, Jackson County, Missouri, July 20, 1831. History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 189 through 190. In compliance with the Lord's command, Section 52, the elders had journeyed from Kirtland to Missouri with many varied experiences and some opposition. In contemplating the state of the Lamanites and the lack of civilization, refinement, and religion among the people generally, the prophet exclaimed in yearning prayer, "When will the wilderness blossom as the rose? When will Zion be built up in her glory? And where will thy temple stand, unto which all nations shall come in the last days?" Subsequently, he received this revelation.
1 through 3. Independence, Missouri is the place for the city of Zion and the temple. 4 through 7. The saints are to purchase lands and receive inheritances in that area. 8 through 16. Sidney Gilbert is to establish a store. W.W. Phelps is to be a printer. And Oliver Cowdery is to edit material for publication.
Hearken, O ye elders of my church, saith the Lord your God, who have assembled yourselves together according to my commandments in this land, which is the land of Missouri, which is the land which I have appointed and consecrated for the gathering of the saints. Wherefore, this is the land of promise, and the place for the city of Zion. And thus saith the Lord your God, if you will receive wisdom, here is wisdom. Behold, the place which is now called Independence is the center place. And a spot for the temple is lying westward upon a lot which is not far from the courthouse. Wherefore it is wisdom that the land should be purchased by the saints, and also every tract lying westward, even unto the line running directly between Jew and Gentile. And also every tract bordering by the prairies, inasmuch as my disciples are enabled to buy lands. Behold, this is wisdom, that they may obtain it for an everlasting inheritance. And let my servant Sidney Gilbert stand in the office to which I have appointed him, to receive monies, to be an agent unto the church, to buy land in all the regions round about, inasmuch as can be done in righteousness, and as wisdom shall direct. And let my servant Edward Partridge stand in the office to which I have appointed him, and divide unto the saints their inheritance, even as I have commanded, and also those whom he has appointed to assist him. And again, verily I say unto you, let my servant Sidney Gilbert plant himself in this place, and establish a store, that he may sell goods without fraud, that he may obtain money to buy lands for the good of the saints, and that he may obtain whatsoever things the disciples may need to plant them in their inheritance. And also let my servant Sidney Gilbert obtain a license. Behold, here is wisdom, and whoso readeth, let him understand, that he may send goods also unto the people, even by whom he will, as clerks employed in his service. And thus provide for my saints, that my gospel may be preached unto those who sit in darkness, and in the region and shadow of death. And again, verily I say unto you, let my servant William W. Phelps be planted in this place, and be established as a printer unto the church. And lo, if the world receive his writings, behold, here is wisdom. Let him obtain whatsoever he can obtain in righteousness for the good of the saints. And let my servant Oliver Cowdery assist him, even as I have commanded, in whatsoever place I shall appoint unto him, to copy and to correct and select, that all things may be right before me, as it shall be proved by the Spirit through him. And thus let those of whom I have spoken be planted in the land of Zion as speedily as can be, with their families, to do those things even as I have spoken. And now, concerning the gathering, let the bishop and the agent make preparations for those families which have been commanded to come to this land as soon as possible, and plant them in their inheritance. And unto the residue of both elders and members, further directions shall be given hereafter. Even so, amen.